Art Hammond from Whitefield. I'm a retired physics and chemistry teacher. I taught at White Mountain Regional High School, Whitefield Elementary School. I've been an educator for NASA. I have a doctorate in management, and so in that context, I want to look at the feasibility and the physics of moving electrons through buried lines. Now, we're told that this is very expensive and difficult and that it's not feasible. But there's a proof of concept in our area. There are three buried oil pipelines that pass through northern New Hampshire. One of those was built in the 1940s with a very different technology. They didn't have as much of the earth-moving equipment as we do today. And so those pipelines were buried and put in. Is there any reason why a cable cannot be buried and put in? The technology exists to bury the cable. It's neither new nor impossible technology. In addition, I spoke with one of the developer representatives because I was concerned, can a buried cable carry as much electricity as an overhead line? I thought they might use that as an argument. But the developer representatives assured me that, yes, the same quantity of electricity can pass through a buried cable as can pass across the tall towers. So if we can bury oil lines, we can bury power lines, and I think my recommendation would be to simply bury along the entire route of this northern pass. Thank you.